What it also means is that there is no need for the homicide detectives to gather at the scene. Melwood goes by the hospital to gather information on Adine's. Mundy makes a cursory stop at the scene and then goes on to the detective bureau. Hurt heads there as well. Patrol officers and a midnight shift detective have corralled witnesses to the shooting and are shuttling them to the police station. The victim's car is put on the back of a tow truck and pulled to the police station too. By midnight, the investigation has begun. All days should be like Friday. All weeks should end like this. By 2 a.m., Mundy, Melwood, and Hurt are wrapping up the Adine's murder, the first of the week's cases to be closed. From the witnesses, they had learned that they had what was basically a smoking gun case, open and shut. Adine's had stolen jewelry from his sister, and the man who had given it to her came after him, with two friends and a gun. The detectives spent the morning hours taking statements from the witnesses and preparing warrants for the three suspects. It will just be a matter of catching them. They go home with the case, for the most part, cleared. The good luck doesn't end with the Adine's case. Vicky Russo comes into work and gets a little bit of the wish she made outside Walter Moody's apartment 4 days earlier, the wish for a gimme. A friend of the long-sought-after Troy is on the phone, saying that Troy wants to come in and talk about Moody. Russo says that's fine, she'll be waiting. A break is a break, even if it comes after a week of chasing dead ends. When Troy comes in, Russo and Alan sit him down in one of the squad's interview rooms. It's just big enough for a suspect and two interviewers to sit around a table with fluorescent lighting above. The only window, small, square, and mirrored, is in the door. The suspect, whose full name is Troy Tetro, age 18, begins by saying he was there when Moody was murdered, but he didn't do it. He ends by admitting he did it, but only because he was defending himself. "Moody was attacking me," he says. But all of the explanations Troy offers do not explain how someone defending himself would stab his attacker between the shoulder blades and then ransack and rob his home. Troy is charged with first-degree murder, and case number 38 is now counted as cleared. What has been a bad week has turned out well for the homicide squad. 2 out of 3 cases cleared. Moody's murder is the 31st cleared so far this year, a better than 75% rate. In future weeks, Wally and Chiani would continue to work the carnival slaying, but it would remain unsolved. The detectives would get no closer to the three men of Group 2 than they were the night one of them opened fire on Group 1. In mid-August, Chiani would leave the police department to join a private investigation firm. The file on Carnival would remain open on Wally's desk, the detective waiting for a break, a name, or a clue that would lead to the shooter. But it wouldn't come, and he would have other cases to follow.